20 in a row, 97.5 Wine Country. Nobody plays more country. It's the Matt Malone Morning Show. It's Ag Week, and we're so excited about this. And again, just a little bit of a reminder for you, you still have a chance to win a $25 prepaid Visa gift card all throughout this week, as it is Ag Week, with hashtag Ag Week Selfie. Upload it, 97.5winecountry.com. Click on contest. But as we are celebrating Ag Week, we like to celebrate our farmers, and we try to highlight them as much as we can. But this is just a really great opportunity for us to focus. And Tara Baker is with us. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
I am good. And I like to ask most guests, like, are you okay getting up this early in the morning? But as a farmer, you are, right?
Yeah. This was no problemo for me.
That's awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming in and highlighting a little bit about what you do. So first, give us a little bit of a background about you and what your farming experience is.
Sure bet. So I'm a born and raised Berrien County resident here. My family has a farm. We have dairy cows and corn, wheat, soybeans, all the good stuff. So that's where I come from. Mm-hmm. And that kind of lit a passion in me from a young age because, as you said, we got up early to milk those cows and work around the farm. So that's the only thing I ever knew and loved. So that led me to Michigan State, where I majored in ag business. And now I work in the industry side of agriculture, but also alongside my family with the farm.
I love that. And here's the thing. It's a rarity now to see a cow farm, or a dairy farm, I should say, because a lot of people are transitioning to crops only. So have you sustained doing the dairy side of things?
So we have actually changed a little bit over the last year. Mm-hmm. So my immediate family is more involved on the crop side now.
Sure.
And branched away from the dairy.
Yeah.
And really, the dairy economy has gotten really challenging.
Yes.
So if we look at farm income over the past several years, mm-hmm. net farm income has been down over 12% over the last year and really devastatingly low.
Yeah.
But from a dairy side, it's down over 40%.
Which is unbelievable, because who doesn't eat cereal with milk? Who doesn't? Just these different things that you think of dairy that... cheese and everything that plays a role. I put cheese on everything.
Right, exactly.
So it's like, how can it be down over 40%? So it's hard. A lot of farmers have faced that challenge, but, making those changes. So, what for you have you seen as been maybe the biggest change or conversion for you as a farmer, whether it be maybe using technology when you went from hand milking to automated milkers?
Well, my generation hasn't experienced hand milking.
Oh, really?
No.
Man. Yeah. Back in the day. But.
No, that's old school, man.
Yeah.
But so something that a lot of farmers had to turn to is looking at technology as one option, or trying to diversify or get closer to the consumer is kind of the other option. So like in our area of the country, down here in Southwest Michigan, agritourism has obviously become huge just because of the nature of our landscape. So that's one way to get closer to the consumer. Or what my family's done is gone more technology driven because we're more commodity based with our corn and soybeans and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Well, and it's so interesting, obviously, with all the technology, as we talked about, the automated milkers, for instance, the version that I remember first coming out where, you have to go and put the milkers on each udder. And now you get these ones where the cows walk in the stall, the sensors notice that they're there, and they automatically do everything on their own. It's crazy how the technology has improved, but obviously you've been able to see it firsthand. But let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that you do in the farming industry. We'll say you went down to New Orleans and won a pretty cool competition. What'd you do?
You bet. So with Farm Bureau, which is an awesome organization, mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to compete in what they call their discussion meet contest, mm-hmm. which basically emulates a boardroom meeting where you discuss a hot topic. And in this case, it was having to do with agriculture.
Sure.
So I had the pleasure of competing at our district and state contest, where mm-hmm. I won and advanced on to nationals. When I made it to the final four, we actually presented on the main stage right before Donald Trump came on.
Oh, really?
So
wow.
That was a really neat experience.
Yeah.
But I was excited. I actually ended up finishing second. So that
was
super cool.
For the president.
Yeah, that was a nerve wracker, let me tell you.
I can imagine. But you were rewarded very handsomely, we'll say.
Yep, I got a Case IH tractor.
There you go. Very awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. So the last thing I'm going to ask you is a little bit more about what it's like to be a female in the farming industry. Obviously, here with the big push here the last few years has been, just women power, right? Women empowerment, female empowerment. And, I'll be the first person to say women are smarter than we are. These guys are. So what is it like for you to be a woman in this industry?
Well, Matt, it's really refreshing to hear you admit that.
Oh, yeah. It's on record now, too. So
As a woman, and especially as a millennial, I'm a significant outlier in this industry.
Yeah.
Farmers in general are over 60 years old these days. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the average age of a farmer in the U.S. and predominantly male.
Yeah.
So I really am an outlier, but I think it's neat. I think it's exciting because I bring a totally different perspective, and women have a strong work ethic just like men, but we also work differently. So we approach mm-hmm. a problem very, very uniquely, mm-hmm. and especially when it comes to animal care, we tend to have more of a natural instinct for it. So I think there's a strong place for women in the industry, and really we're coming in strong to help change that landscape.
We love that. That's so great. Awesome. Well, we appreciate you coming in here, Tara, and again, a part of our Egg Week celebration, right?
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I just want to comment, you had the candle smell thing on this morning.
Yes.
My favorite candle smell is fresh cut alfalfa hay.
Oh, there you go. Absolutely. There's nothing like that smell, fresh cut grass. I mean, just being outside. And I'll even throw, I don't want this as a candle, but even the smell of manure in the field. Right? It's a unique smell that it just, for me, it smells like home.
There you go.
But again, I do not want that candle in my house. All right. Well, thank you again very much for hanging out with us here this morning. And if you want to learn more about any kind of the agribusiness side of things when it comes to agriculture, we also encourage you to go check out the Berrien County Farm Bureau's Facebook page, as they have more opportunities for you to win great prizes there. It's Ag Week. We're celebrating here with 20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country.